Focus on the Community on WAMW. Focus on the Community brought to you each week by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. We like to shine a spotlight on topics important to you and your community. And today, it's all about Veterans Day as we honor our area veterans coming up on Monday. It's one day set aside, but we should do this each and every single day for the service they have provided to our country. And our guest is the post commander of the Washington VFW, Leslie Heschelman. Leslie, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Well, the VFW is, of course, putting on the annual Veterans Day service, which is Monday at the Davies County Courthouse. We're going to talk about that in detail throughout the program this morning. But I want to start at the beginning, Leslie, and I will echo this thought again. We do set aside this day to honor our veterans, but we should do that each and every single day for the service they've done to our country. You know it?
Absolutely. If you've ever known or have a family member who ever served, you understand the sacrifice that they give of not only the life they have with their family, but the life that they have given to their comrades and to those that they'll never meet. We all have signed on that dotted line at one point saying, whatever it takes, we're going to protect this great country. And our family benefits, our friends benefit. Every Sunday morning when we go to church, I'm reminded the fact that we can go to church without worrying about persecution because of our great men and women of the military.
And we just exercised one of those rights, too, with the recent municipal election just wrapped up as well.
Absolutely. And I am so proud of so many people who have gone out and voted. I believe the close calls in several of the races is just a reminder of how important it is that we do vote. We have that right. So many countries do not have that right. So please exercise that each and every opportunity you have.
All right, Leslie. Now, I want to dive into a topic. I saw a post on this, and I shared this on our social media a while back, because we have Veterans Day, we have Memorial Day, and we have Armed Forces Day.
Correct.
They all serve a different meaning, correct?
Correct. Memorial Day is to honor those who have given the ultimate sacrifice, those who have gone to war and did not come home. I also like to include memorializing those who did come home. But if you're familiar with the campaign of 22 a day, we lose more veterans per day to suicide when they return than any other illness. So Memorial Day is to remember those who have sacrificed everything for us. Veterans Day is a time to celebrate all who have and are currently serving, and I like to include those who will serve. I know many classes, if you ever go to high school graduations, you'll see several of those high school students in this community that have signed on the dotted line to join the service as well. We are blessed to live in a community that we've raised our children, that selfless sacrifice comes above all else.
And, I have witnessed this firsthand too. So many go on after high school to the service, and they come back different men and women, and it's just a great thing for them individually as well.
Oh, I don't know how you can join the service and not come home different. You definitely learn the value of being a team member, being a family member. If you have any brothers or sisters, you know what it's like that when your brother or sister is threatened, you immediately come to their defense. Or if they're in need, you immediately come to their aid. And when you join the service, if you weren't raised with that, those values, you will learn them quickly. And whether you continue to wear the uniform after your initial enlistment or if you retire, that is something that you carry throughout the rest of your life. It's not something you check at the door when you take that uniform off. So we have been extremely blessed. And if you ever come down to the VFW, you will see that camaraderie continue. We've got veterans from, you know, World War II all the way to the present. And when you sit down with them, we're all brothers in the uniform.
Most definitely. And, you know, some like to share some stories. Some others maybe have some stories they don't like to share, too. It's sometimes the case, right?
Yes. And it's just like in life. We all deal with life experiences differently. Those who have been in combat, some like to come back. And they will tell you some of those stories. I'll guarantee you they won't tell all of them. But there are some that just can't bring themselves, especially a lot of our Vietnam vets. When they were treated so poorly when they came home, they had learned early on to keep those stories to themselves. just being able to sit down at a table down at our club and sit with another veteran of a different war or a different service, and knowing that they've experienced the same or similar experiences as each other, it's easy to sit down. You don't have to say a word. You can just look at each other and you know you're a brother or sister.
Both you and your husband, Mike, served, correct?
Yes, sir. My husband did a tour in Iraq and Kuwait from 03 to 04, and I was in Baghdad from 06 to 07. So we are one of the few families that understand. We've experienced on both sides of the coin of being the one deployed and being the one left at home. And I can tell you, my heart goes out to the families that are back here while their loved ones are serving. Because when you're overseas, I will tell you that you're focused on yourself and your teammates, your soldiers, your family that's with you overseas. And your spouse and children and other family members are so far away, you don't have to worry about them. When you're here at home, not only do you get to worry about your loved one that is in harm's way, you have to worry about paying the bills, raising the kids, getting to work. You've got all those life stressors in addition to that loved one that is in combat.
Well, that is so true. And you got to continue to keep the family members in your thoughts and prayers as well. Very good point there, Leslie. As we approach Veterans Day coming up this Monday, there are several special programs going on in communities all around our area. And of course, here at home, Sunday, this is something that started just a few years ago. Tomorrow in downtown Washington, the Davies County Museum Historical Society has partnered up to do a really nice service plan for this Sunday.
Yes, Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Davies County Museum. Linda Cornelius and that crew there have done an awesome job of putting a program together. This year, they're focusing on World War II. If you come, number one, you will thoroughly enjoy the museum. If you've never been there, you need to go. We have quite a treasure in that building. Also, they have a special presentation by some... it's a World War II presentation with that era of songs. It's absolutely going to be wonderful. So please come at 2 p.m. at the Davies County Museum. That's going to be followed by a parade, which is an annual event now, and I love it. It starts at 4 p.m. I believe they're lining up down by the library on Main Street. She's also hosting a box float competition for the children. So if you've got kiddos, let them make a box float. Call her. Call a museum, get registered. We'd love to see what they can put together.
This is so cool. Again, make sure you come to downtown Sunday. Weather's supposed to be really nice. 54 degrees is the forecast for right now, so it looks great for tomorrow's big plans. And I know the VFW, when they got word of this, they were more than eager to jump on board and embrace this as an annual event in downtown Washington during Veterans Day.
Absolutely. When I relayed that it was going to be again this year, the club members and auxiliary members were just beside themselves. So it wasn't a matter of if we're going to put a float in, it was what float are we going to put in. So we will have a float in the parade. Please bring your kiddos, whatever you want. Join the parade. Come watch it. Just participate, please.
And don't forget, yeah, to come to the museum beforehand first to see that awesome tribute to World War II. You know, some of those heroes, and unfortunately, very unfortunately, we are really starting to... lose those one after another as the age becomes a factor, but there's still some left in our community.
There are still some in our community, and yes, you are correct. We are losing them at a record pace. They are much more rare to find. I know we have several that are in the nursing homes. So if you ever get by the nursing homes, seek them out. They love to visit, and they are an amazing group of people.
No doubt about it. We're talking to Leslie Heschelman today. She's post commander of the Washington VFW in downtown Washington. And today's program is all about Veterans Day as we honor our veterans coming up Monday with a special program again at the museum we just talked about set for tomorrow. For the actual Veterans Day service, Leslie, this is something the VFW teams with the American Legion to do each and every year. It's coming up on Monday, and it's got a significant time that it occurs each and every year.
Yes, sir. It is the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. That is the armistice signing. So we have celebrated it. It has changed names over the year, but Veterans Day is what it has come to and has been for several years now. We will be celebrating this date and time on the steps of the courthouse. Colonel Stephen Dondero, who is the new commander at Crane Army Ammunition Activity at Crane, has offered to be our guest speaker. We have Washington Catholics Choir going to come perform the national anthem and a song for us. We have several elementary students who will be present, but I invite all veterans, their families, community members, just come and help enjoy and celebrate our veterans that are serving today, served yesterday, and will serve in the future.
Most definitely. Again, that's at the 11th hour, the 11th month, on the 11th day. It's the Veterans Day service at the Daviess County Courthouse steps. It happens this Monday, presented by the VFW and the American Legion. And everyone is invited and encouraged to attend. Take this time out of your day to be a part of this special program. It's great to see the elementary students coming out to this as well.
Yes, I was quite pleased when the schools called me to let me know that they would be there. Whether we're outside or inside will be dependent upon the weather, and I understand we're going to have some elementary students, so that will play into our decision of whether we move it in or out. As I understand, I think the high on Monday is supposed to be 37.
So more than likely, maybe inside.
More than likely inside at this point.
And that will be inside the courthouse, but it will be at the courthouse regardless. We know that, so make plans to be there for the special Veterans Day service. Again, the VFW then, I'm sure, will be open afterwards, right?
Yes, sir. The VFW and the American Legion will both be open afterwards. We'll be serving ham and beans and cornbread. Come on down, just have a Coke, have lunch. Enjoy each other and see what we've got.
Now, the VFW, it's open to all veterans of any war, right?
Any veteran who have served in a combat area or served 30 consecutive or 60 non-consecutive days in Korea, and there are other special circumstances where they would be eligible. If you're not sure you'd be eligible or your loved one would be eligible, please go to vfwin.org. That is the state of Indiana's VFW site, and they have the eligibility requirements there. If you have any questions, you need help verifying anybody's eligibility, please contact me because I am also the service officer, and there are websites and ways to confirm an individual's service and eligibility. We can help you get that documentation as well.
And there is the office at the courthouse, too, for veterans if they have any needs as well, right?
Yes, sir. Tony would be more than glad to help you. He is in the office. If he's not there, you leave a message for him. I can guarantee you he will call you back.
Absolutely. So always take advantage of that service. And there's so many other great services out there for veterans. I know Work One used to do a program to find work for veterans that came back. Is that still going on as well?
I don't know if it's through Work One, but I do know that the VFW, the service officers, we have a state service office that helps the local service officers. But there, through the VA, there are several programs that if you are having difficulty finding work, they will get you to the resources you need. And if you need help getting connected with those, give me a call. We'll figure out where it's at. Tony as well. Tony is very well versed. He's learning. And if he doesn't have an answer for you, he will get an answer as soon as possible.
Well, again, it's all about veterans today as we honor those veterans with Veterans Day 2019 coming up Monday. Don't forget the program at the Daviess County Courthouse starts at 11 o'clock Monday morning. The special programs at the museum will be on Sunday, tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Followed by the Veterans Day Parade. I know, Leslie, you got a lot of other information there. I don't want to miss anything here as we pass along some great info this morning. It's all about the veterans and the service, and cannot say thank you enough for what you have done and what you continue to do to keep our country free and safe.
Well, thank you very much.
And thank you for your service and your husband, Mike, as well. If you have questions at all, the VFW, Leslie, in closing as we begin to wrap this up, the VFW is just one of many sources that you can go to, seek out, find the information. As you mentioned, you are always glad to help anybody who's got concerns or issues that has served.
Absolutely. I can be reached by phone or text at 812-444-9304. The post can be reached at 812-254-3361. We also have an email address of VFW3321, which is the post number. So VFW3321@gmail.com. You can also go to the VFWIN.org, where you can click on Contact Us, and it will go to our state service office, which is located in Indianapolis. But trust me, Todd at the state service office has me on speed dial, I believe.
Most definitely. And become a member of your local VFW. The club here in Washington, a very active club, just wrapped up a dance last night, and you have different bands in throughout the year. I know as we get to the holidays, you'll have more things up and coming as well.
We have something going on almost every weekend. We have something for everybody. If you want to come and just sit and listen to the inner service rivalry that continues even post-service, it's great. Our new bar manager is a former Marine, so we all like to give him a hard time. But if you sit there, you can either listen and you can participate or have a drink, whether it's alcohol or just a soda. We also have food. You can sit and just enjoy. Just be there with the others.
VFW Post 3321 is on Main Street, downtown Washington. We are talking to Leslie Heschelman, the post commander, as we get ready for Veterans Day this Monday. Leslie, looking forward to the program again. In closing, please, everybody get to the Daviess County Courthouse, 11 o'clock Monday morning. A great service planned by the VFW and the American Legion. And don't forget to also take part in the parade, which is tomorrow, 4 p.m., the special World War II program at the museum starting at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Well worth a visit, well worth your time. Leslie Heschelman, thank you for sharing this time with us, and once again, thank you for your service.
Thank you for having us.
Focus on the Community, presented each week by First Federal Savings Bank, with a location here in Washington on Highway 57 South. You can download a podcast of today's show by visiting our website at WAMWAMFM.com. Tune in for Focus on the Community every Saturday morning at 8:30 on Memories 107.9 and every Sunday morning at 8:30 on The General 95.9, 101.3, and AM 1580. I'm Dwayne Shake, inviting you to tune in next week as we continue to Focus on the Community.